Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, September 23rd, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, Governor Gavin Newsom announces a plan to phase out the sale of gasoline-powered cars by 2035, why LA County may be getting closer to an economic reopening as COVID-19 case rates continue to drop, a project to house LA's homeless during the pandemic is winding down after it fell short of its goals, and Cal State makes a decision on its new chancellor. If you like clean air, we've got some good news. On Wednesday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order requiring that only zero-emission passenger vehicles be sold in California as of 2035. The order addresses the fact that transportation is the largest contributor of greenhouse gas emissions in the state, nearly 40%, and aggressive measures need to be taken, especially in light of record-breaking wildfires that are believed to be exacerbated by climate change. With details, here's Jacob Margolis.
Yeah, Governor Newsom signed an executive order that says that by 2035, the only new cars and trucks being sold in the state need to be zero emissions. So that could mean electric or hydrogen. Though that said, you can still buy, own, sell used gas-powered vehicles. So they're not going to take them away from you. This could have a big impact on our greenhouse gas emissions as passenger vehicles account for roughly 28% of them, but it is not a panacea and it will likely take a long time before gas cars are actually phased out. And even if the fleet went electric tomorrow, there are a lot of other sources of emissions, including ships, agriculture, even our own households account for 6% of statewide emissions. And if you're hoping that pollution will disappear, I'm sorry to say that passenger vehicles account for a very small amount of that. So we need to clean up a lot of things before we get to kind of that perfect place.
There's some potentially good news on the pandemic front. LA County officials say we're making some progress towards economic reopening, as low transmission rates could allow LA to move into a less restrictive tier in Governor Newsom's color-coded reopening system. However, there's still work to be done. KPCC producer Lita Martinez explains.
Right. So it's always semi-good news. So we're about a month into the state's color-coded tier system for reopening the economy. And for the entire time, LA County has been in the purple tier, and that's the most restrictive level in that framework. But current data now shows that the county has reduced community transmission enough to qualify for a possible move into the less restrictive red tier. But there's a catch, so that won't happen right away. First of all, the county needs to maintain its rate of new COVID-19 cases and its testing positivity rate for at least 2 consecutive weeks. And secondly, officials previously said that they'd hold off until at least the end of the month before considering any new reopenings. So that's to be sure that the county isn't about to see another post-holiday spike. And it's also important to note that we're talking about data that's about 10 days old. That's when there is a significant drop in testing, in part because of the Labor Day holiday. And not to mention the fact that many testing centers were forced to shut down because of the heat wave earlier this month and bouts of poor air quality from wildfire smoke. And last week, the county reported 4 straight days of increased case numbers. And today we also learned that the estimated transmission rate crept up slightly, so that could indicate that more cases are likely.
An ambitious plan to house 15,000 of the county's homeless in hotels and motels is winding down. Project Roomkey started in early April and was intended to help provide shelter during the coronavirus pandemic, but ultimately it fell far short of its goal. With more, here's Take Two producer Gabriel Donatov.
So what we learned this week is that Project Roomkey is winding down and it's actually going to end early next year. Now, this is a program that was designed to prevent a COVID outbreak in the homeless community. And LA County set itself a pretty ambitious goal, actually. It was to provide temporary housing for 15,000 people in these repurposed hotel and motel rooms. So today we talked to Professor Gary Painter at USC. And what he told us is that the Roomkey project was actually pretty successful. It was able to provide temporary housing for over 4,000 people, and it was able to do that in a record amount of time. But it fell short of its goal, that ambitious goal of 15,000 people. Many hotel and motel operators didn't want to take part in the long run, and many of the participants found that they needed more care than what they could find in a hotel room. So now that the funding is drying up, the officials have committed to finding permanent housing for all the participants. One source of that funding is going to be Project Home Key. So this is a governor program. Governor Newsom set aside some funding to actually buy these room key hotels and turn them into permanent housing. The goal or the hope is that none of these participants are actually going to have to move out at all.
And finally, after a nearly year-long search, California State University trustees on Wednesday picked Cal State Fresno President Joseph I. Castro as the new chancellor of the 23-campus system. He'll be replacing Chancellor Timothy White, who announced his retirement last year. With more, here's higher education reporter Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
The new chancellor for the 23-campus system is Joseph Castro. He's been president of Fresno State for 7 years, but he spent more than two decades as an administrator at several University of California campuses. He's the first Mexican-American chancellor of the very large university system. He's going to have to tap in to all his skills because the university system's facing many challenges. First of all, Cal State campuses are mostly shut down for online instruction. The San Diego and Chico campuses have had large COVID outbreaks, and the pandemic has led to a $500 million cut in state funding to the system, and more cuts may be likely next year. All of this as Cal State was seeing graduation rates improving among its students.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. There's a new way to catch up with your favorite LAist and KPCC reporters at home, in your car, or wherever you have an Alexa device. Just tell Alexa to launch LAist, and you'll hear a selection of the latest audio reports right from our studios. Plus, it's fully interactive, so you can use your voice to tell Alexa which stories you do or don't want to hear. To get started, head to laist.com/Alexa. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.